33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. There's something called chronic wasting disease. You've probably heard of it. It's a contagious illness that affects animals like deer and elk. It attacks an animal's nervous system. A deer with the disease may have difficulty moving, lose a significant amount of weight, and then just die. Research hasn't shown that it's a threat to humans, but it has decimated deer populations in places like Wisconsin and northern Illinois. So far, Texas herds have been spared from similar devastation, but the state's Parks and Wildlife Department announced on Friday that six new cases of chronic wasting disease had been discovered, three in the Panhandle and three in far west Texas. Joining us now to talk about this, Clayton Wolf. He's the Wildlife Division Director at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Mr. Wolf, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much, Dave.
What do these new confirmed cases mean for chronic wasting disease and the situation here in Texas?
Well, although we really do not look forward to any new detections, I guess the one little bit of good news is all of the detections we have had so far this year are in our existing containment zones. And so, you know, we detected CWD as far back as 2012. Mm-hmm. And our agency establishes these containment and surveillance zones as part of our CWD strategy, where we really focus sampling and we adopt some rules or have some rules associated with them to keep, to prevent us from moving the disease out of those zones.
You know, I noticed you were mentioning containment. What steps does Texas need to take to keep from getting in the same situation that, say, that you've seen in Wisconsin and Colorado and Wyoming, where there's been this explosion of CWD?
First, all the states are challenged with controlling the disease, because really there is, except in very few cases, a cure once the disease is established on the landscape. But what we can do, and what is part of our strategy, is keep from inadvertently moving that disease out of that zone. And that can be moved out either through a live animal that has the infectious agents, the prions. But we also know that that carcass parts, particularly the nervous system, the brain stem, the spinal cord, have high concentrations of prions if there's an infected animal. So we require that certain carcass parts stay behind in those zones.
You think about the stakeholders here. You've got, you know, regulatory groups like yours, but you've also got deer breeders, you got hunters. There are environmental groups, you have businesses and communities that rely on hunting revenue. Is everybody moving in the same direction on this, or is there some disagreement about what exactly to do?
You know, honestly, there is a little bit of disagreement, or some disagreement, I would say. What I believe there is not disagreement on is that much is at risk. We have a lot of deer enthusiasts, a lot of landowners, hunters, deer breeders, so there's a lot of reasons that people love deer. Deer hunting generates over $2 billion mm-hmm. in economic activity. It is a very important part of the rural lifestyle and the hunting heritage of Texans.
I want to understand the nature of the disagreement, though. Is it whether or not you actually decide to kill deer if they go outside of a containment zone, that sort of thing? Is that, I mean, what you, how you contain this? Is that really where it comes down to, the tactics?
No, really the bigger disagreement is on the level of monitoring and testing. When we found it in Medina County in a captive deer breeding facility, that facility was connected to a lot of other facilities, and so our agency appropriately went through rulemaking to increase the testing there, and we also increased our testing on free-range animals, because part of our strategy is early detection. If we want to keep from inadvertently moving the disease, we need to find it. And so the opposition was, a lot of it was against our increased testing requirements.
I see.
In the deer breeding facilities.
How optimistic are you? I mean, are you optimistic that anything can be done, really, to prevent CWD from doing to Texas what's happened in other states? I mean, is there, you know, a certain inevitability about this?
There's, you know, I'm optimistic for Texas because of our innovative approach and our ability to, I guess, get above the fog, if you will. But that's with a dose of realism, because right now, you know, there's not a cure for the disease. Researchers are working on vaccines. But right now, there, you know, I guess the sobering aspect of that is, you know, we really don't have a strategy to eliminate it from the landscape. We have to be diligent about the strategies that we have, and that is to keep removing these animals and to be diligent in our testing so that we are comfortable that in areas of the state where we have yet to find it, that it does not exist there.
Clayton Wolf directs the Wildlife Division at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Mr. Wolf, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard. We sure do appreciate it.
My pleasure, David.